reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we hear a lot about certainly the necessity to have guns registered, background checks on guns, and of course the reason why background checks on guns, so they'll have your name, so they can collect them, go door-to-door exactly as they did in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina. They went to the gun stores, they got the lists of the names of the people who had guns, and then they send in their professional killers, the people from Blackwater, the mercenaries that had been flown back from, from Afghanistan. These are professional soldiers, but they're not military, they're professionals. And they brought back from Afghanistan, and then they went door to door in New Orleans, and they picked up the guns. They told the people. They just went in and took them away from the people, and then the people were defenseless. We see the problem with Sandy Hook, and those records of what happened at Sandy Hook are sealed. Why are the records at Sandy Hook sealed? Well, they're doing an investigation, and we don't want to endanger the life of any of the witnesses there by making public these people have information about what really happened. And then, of course, we go to Columbine there in Colorado a decade or more ago, and those records are sealed. Why did they seal those records? Because they don't want you to know the true story of what happened, because it goes to corruption at the highest levels of your government. And with us this morning will be John DeCamp. Hopefully John is going to be here. And we're going to be talking about why they had to seal the records. Well, Eric Harris, remember Eric Harris? Eric Harris, the other young man, had been sexually molested by people within law enforcement. And, of course, who were they going to report it to? Why? There's nobody to report it to. And, of course, Columbine was their means of reprisal against society for the total corruption that existed within law enforcement in your state, but you can't let the common people know. Well, anyway, of course, one of the boys who was actually badly wounded at Columbine had tried to get information out about what was going on. He's been put into confinement. He said he's crazy. They give him all sorts of drugs to suppress his mind, and the last thing they want is, of course, to get the truth out. And so this young man is in confinement today. And his mother, Donna Taylor, is asked to put programs on, and she was going to get, of course, hopefully John DeCamp, a well-known lawyer, the man who wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, about another great sexual cover-up here in America, a pedophile ring that began in Boys Town and extended right into the White House. The book, The Franklin Cover-Up, or The Franklin excellent. We used to carry the Franklin scandal. I think that you can still get Franklin cover up from Amazon. Good morning. Is this John or Donna?
This is John.
Hi, John. Thank you very much for being with us. Can you explain to our listeners what the real story was behind Columbine and why those records are sealed to this day?
Yes, those are the questions I wonder, too. I can give you my thoughts. I represent boy. Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
What is that bleeping?
I don't hear anything there.
Oh, okay. I heard loud bleeping. Somebody's trying to bleep me out. But anyway, I represented the boy who you were talking about, and still trying to help him out today, Mark Taylor. But anyway, I think I filed the first case in the Columbine, and as things developed, I determined that this was just lots different than I ever dreamed. And some of the things that happened included my determining that one of the defendants had to be the major drug company of the day, and I named them and began developing evidence, and one of the things that showed up was that the two boys who were the killers had become so dependent on and, so to speak, victims of particular so-called antidepressants. And by the way, this was before they had to put warnings on the antidepressant bottles, drugs and everything. And this lawsuit was one of the things that forced that to happen. But anyway, one of the things that showed up in some other evidence I developed, some information I got from parents of the boys that did the killing, and what I got from doing the trial and work on the case, showed that, the police, certain pretty prominent law enforcement people, had some improper relationships with the killers, and on and on and on. And about the time I was really getting into it, I had found something called the basement tapes, located them, and on and on and on. Anyway, to make a long story short.
What were these tapes that you found?
Pardon?
What were the tapes? You say basement tapes?
Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't. Could you tell us about them?
Well, I've got to be careful what I say. My lips are supposedly sealed. But anyway.
Now, what, is that because of the government? Is that some sort of a restriction has been put on you as far as the case is concerned, or has the government put restrictions on what you can say?
Courts are the government. Anyway, I had to have very major surgery because of injuries in the Vietnam War and things, and so I had to take off for a while, and it was immediately after I had to slow for a while. I was ready to come back from Denver to my law offices in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be right back.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dr. Stan here. Our guest is John DeCamp, who was a state senator, I believe, in Nebraska for about 20 or more years. And, Chris, when are you exposed this pedophile ring that went right into the White House? And that was during the Reagan years. Why, of course, tremendous pressure was put upon him to silence him. The last thing they wanted was for the truth to come out. Go right ahead, John.
Anyway, so I was getting ready to return from Denver to Lincoln, Nebraska, right after court one day, when I was going to have a short pause in the case, and while I gathered some more material. And while I was driving home, four patrolmen from Colorado were flown, or however they got there, got to my offices in Lincoln, Nebraska before me, and went in, seized all the important and secret records I had on the case. Well, they weren't secret at the time, but I just had them in my files. And with court order or whatever, they grabbed and took all my files that would say anything about this, and they sealed them, and that's what's been sealed, all the records of that case I was doing, and wouldn't even let me keep a copy of anything. And those records contain, I think, I absolutely know those records contain the real truth on Columbine that's been sealed. Now, why they sealed them, I have no idea, but I have ideas, I believe, but they're trying to keep the truth secret because of where it leads.
And
remember,
go ahead.
What?
Go right ahead.
Anyway, then after they had kept them sealed for, I think, 2 years, I read in the papers they had sealed them for another 4 or 5, and then here I saw they had sealed them for up to 7, and then here, I guess just recently, I read in the papers again they had been sealed for up to 25 years. Now remember, this is just some information I developed in the case and got and was ready to use in the court. Some of which had already kind of come out. But I believe those boys have a real different story than anybody has told, the boys that did the killing. And it involves the same type of thing that I encountered in that Franklin case I did and wrote the book about, that was a New York Times bestseller now, I think. And it's really pretty horrible that this occurred. And for God's sake, the truth needs to come out somehow. Those people, and the children who were killed, and the parents, and the whole population needs to know these truths. And I don't think it's going to come out until you somehow get into those files and those basement tapes and the records.
Well, there's obviously the powers that be, the people who run us in the state of Colorado, do not want this information out. Is there any way that you can get some sort of a release? Can you go to court and demand that they release the information and make an issue out of it so that everybody in Colorado understands there's a cover-up and the real criminals who were responsible for what happened at Columbine, not that the boys weren't guilty, but there was a reason they did what they did. And, of course, this has been totally suppressed, not only by the government, but by the media. How can we get the information out?
First step would be to unseal the records and start doing some investigation and questioning.
And how can they seal those records without, of course, a court hearing? Has there been a court hearing on the record?
You're going to have court order ordering them unsealed. I just can't believe nobody in Colorado has done anything. It just blows my mind. That's why I've kept pressing on it for however many years it is. Still trying to help Donna and Mark Taylor and get Mark Taylor freed from, they're keeping him locked up. I mean, this is a kid that was shot 11 times there. I think he was the first one shot there. Nearly died. Survived. One of the best young men I've ever known in my life. Any kid's entitled to, well, he's not a kid anymore. He's in his 20s now, I think. If any key person's entitled to have the truth come out and get those records unsealed and everything, it is that boy who survived Columbine and whose story, if it can be unfolded with all the other evidence of those two boys that did the killing and what was happening to them and how they were influenced and maybe involved. Not more than maybe, and were involved in certain abuses committed by law enforcement and everything. If there's ever a God above, somehow one of these days is going to open this can of worms and evil and get the truth out.
Well, but have you tried to file a statement to get the records unsealed, or how can somebody, why can't, is there anybody... Has Donna tried to file a brief demanding those records be unsealed?
Donna and I have been talking and working together for the last year or so on this, I got back involved in it after many, many years, and trying to get things opened, and she's working, and I'm helping her to the degree that I can, and I expect to become more involved. Remember, I'm far away, and I had something happen to me that kind of put me back under the scale. I was number 34 on the planet Earth that had 100% metal back installed. In fact, then after a while, they did a lot more surgeries, and the last one I had was about 2.5 months ago. Replacing the original almost all metal back with 100% metal back. So I've been kind of handicapped a little, but still practicing law. And I've been helping Donna and communicating with them on a daily basis. And we're going to try to do exactly that because that's what it's going to take. Court orders and new filings and new opening of a new case, on and on and on.
Well, now, are there any of the newspapers in Colorado that are honest enough to put the information out? Are the newspapers working in conjunction with the government to suppress the truth about the fact that sort of those records are sealed because there are people in government who don't want the truth out? Beg pardon?
I say I don't know, but I'm beginning to wonder about that very question because if anybody has had enough information to know they should be digging and getting that stuff out, it's the news media. Yet they seem to be interested in all kinds of junk and crazy things. But when there's something really serious, they seem to be just kind of avoiding it like the plague. So you tell me.
Well, now, what about Mark Taylor? Is he being held someplace? Is he being forcibly medicated? What is the status on Mark?
Mark? Did you say Mark?
Yes.
Mark is on certain drugs that I don't think he wants to be on or really needs to be on.
He's being forcibly medicated.
About the same
then.
Drugs that I... That were involved in the lawsuit I filed against the drug company. And he's been supposedly in rehabilitation or whatever ever since I stepped out of the case or left the case.
Is he being held against his will?
Well, his will is to walk out and be with his family. Not be locked up in some mental ward or whatever.
So he's being held in a mental ward and forcibly medicated, is that it?
I guess that would be my interpretation of things.
Well, how can they certainly hold somebody who has no mental problems and put him in a mental institution against his will? I mean, isn't there any way you could appeal of that? The fact that he's confined, aren't there any courts there in Colorado where he can get an honest hearing?
I think that's what the family is trying to work on now, and a lot of other people, and the word is getting out, and hopefully the press and the public will step forward and start putting enough pressure on public officials. But remember, the system protects itself sometimes. Believe me, I know that because I was a senator for about 20 years or so, 16 years, and whatever I learned about the system, it's being in that position in the system protects itself. So sometimes you'll discover that law enforcement may realize some of its people were involved in something bad somewhere and part of it. And they'll figure it's better to make sure the whole law enforcement system doesn't fall apart or get destroyed in an area. And they'll feel that, yeah, we're doing that for the safety of everybody because we can't afford the system to get impacted.
So, but can the system persist if it's based upon lies and deceit and treachery and persecution and prosecution of innocent people? I mean, can any legal system survive that indefinitely?
Anyway, I think that Mark needs to be freed, and I'm going to try to helping Donna and doing whatever's necessary, and I think a lot more truth and facts are going to come out on this whole thing. And I guess that's
what could the listeners to this program do to help? Is there anything that they, because we have a lot of people in Colorado who listen to this program, what can they do? Is there any place they can go and get information? Is there a website? I mean, what can
why don't you have somebody
do to
explain
learn more?
Why don't you have somebody in law enforcement explain just what the justification is for sealing all those records? Because those records are just about the case and the individuals involved and law enforcement involved and individuals there and that kind of stuff. So what's the big magic that you have to seal something over and over and over again for now 25 years more? Those are just court records. and other evidence that had been introduced in the case. For example, that I got and put in evidence that they're sealed. That's what they sealed. Mark Taylor's case, the evidence we had developed. Okay, I'm on the interstate. I better let you go for a while. But
John, I appreciate so much your being with us. God bless you for everything you do.
If there's a justice system in the world, this one is going to be the classic one that either lets the system keep going in a corrupt direction slowly, surely, or starts cleaning up. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Of course, our guest this morning was John DeCamp, who is 20 or more years, is a senator in the state of Nebraska. And, of course, when he uncovered the story of the Franklin cover-up of the pedophile ring that extended all the way from Boys Town there in Kansas right into the White House, well, that's not very popular, especially when you have a very popular president. But, of course, well, we'll be back in a moment or two with Donna. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated and Alt asks listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Alt. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley reminds everyone the difference between a child safe at home and a child missing can be as little as a few simple rules on how to return home. Set a curfew for your child and have them routinely call to check in with you. This reminder is from Ranch Restaurant, 714 6th Street in Greeley, the perfect place for lunch. Call ahead for orders at 970-356-1411. That's 970-356-1411. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and if you have a question at all, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, but this is all a cover-up. And, of course, it gets to the highest levels of your government there in Colorado within the police. And basically, my understanding, and we have Donna on the line, Mark's mother, but... and she can probably clear up a lot of this, but the Well, the fact that Eric Harris and the other boy had been arrested for some charges that done something illegal, and they were sexually molested by people in key places in the police department, there, police officials in Colorado, and this had to be covered up. Well, of course, their efforts the killing there at Columbine High was their retribution. They didn't know what else to do. They couldn't get anything done about this terrible thing that had happened to them. It had a psychological impact on them. They were taking these psychological drugs. And, of course, we know that many of these drugs will so alter the chemistry of the brain that it leads to homicidal and suicidal tendencies. And then we had Columbine. But we can't let the public know about the absolute corruption at every level of your legal system. And so they sent the sheriffs out into Nebraska to seize the records that the Sooty John DeCamp had gotten. Is that a fairly accurate appraisal of things, Donna? Donna Taylor, are you there?
I'm here.
Assessment of the story correct? Because you know it far better than I do. Please pick up the story.
Absolutely is correct. And there was a drawing. You know, if you type in the in your internet January incident, it will show you a drawing of the boys. They tried to draw a picture of what happened. And so that's in the files. And, of course, John is correct about all that. He said it was multiple times, not just one time.
It was multiple times. So they,
yes.
And basically, was this one police officer or a number of police officers?
I'm assuming it's a number of them, but there's one particular one that they were very angry at, and that was Sheriff Walsh. That's what they wrote on the paper. But we don't know how much more of the evidence they got rid of. You know, there could have been other papers they drew that disappeared. We don't know. We don't know.
So basically, is there any way that are you going to be filing a demand that these records be unsealed?
That's John's idea, yes. That's what John wants to do. But we're needing help. John needs help with other officials that might want to come in and help. You know, maybe other attorneys that would like to be interested in doing this with us. Because he's clear in Nebraska. So, and being he's had all these back surgeries, he could use some help out there. If there's any attorneys that would like to come and help, we would gladly appreciate that. My son, you know, he cries and cries and begs me to get him out of there. He doesn't understand any of this. It doesn't make any sense to him why they're holding him there and doing this.
And they're forcibly drugging him to alter his mind, the function of his mind?
Yeah, well, yeah. And he's on some pretty heavy drugs. I mean, he's tired all the time. He looks like he's drunk. You know, he's unkept.
Is he in a mental institution? Where are they holding him against
his will? Oh, no, he's in a group home. He can leave daily. He can leave all day long as he gets there at night for the drug. So he can walk out the door. Nobody has to babysit him a lot.
Why does he just leave and not go back again and get off the drug?
That could be a real problem. That's something that's a little bit scary to me because of the court order that's on him.
Well, but is there any way to counter this court order? Isn't there one court there? Isn't there one judge in Colorado who will release this young man so they cannot continue destroying his mind?
No, I don't know one. I do not know. No, I sure don't. I'm waiting for an attorney to help John. I can't tell you who she is, but she's willing to help. And she's supposed to help me get somebody, where I don't have to pay, you know, they'll do it. But, I have no funds. I mean, if I had a lot of money, I could have got him out of there. I don't have the funds to get him out. You know, it's all about money. If you had plenty of money, you can get him out.
Well, do you have any sort of a fund? Are you trying to collect money, donations, things like that?
I am, and it needs to go to me instead of him, because they've been watching me, and they're court ordering me to prove what I'm doing with the funds. Well, I've only gotten under $400, and the $400 that I got, I had to spend to get an evaluation at a doctor's office that will step in and help Mark get off the drugs. But that amount was like $260 or $270 plus $75, so there's only $300 something. and the five trips, or the three trips I made to that doctor's office, and the five trips I've had to take him to the dentist's office because his teeth are rotten out of his mouth, okay, from, I believe, the drug. So anyway, this is what's going on.
All right, and, what is the address? Where is the fund, in case any of our listeners would like to help you? How can they reach you? Donna, do you have a web page? Do you have an address? Go ahead and put the information out.
Yeah, it's all on the website. It's Release Mark Taylor, and there's a PayPal account on there.
Is it releasemarktaylor.com or .org or what?
You can just type it in, just as easy as can be. You don't even have to do www. Just type in Release Mark Taylor. It just pops right on up. Hit the first one, and you'll see a picture of Mark, and then there'll be a, you know, help donation button. And then we have another site called Columbine Family Request .org. And that one does the same. They're both PayPal accounts.
All right, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. How old is your son today?
He's 30 years old.
All right. Now, how old was he when he was shot there at Columbine?
He was only 16.
He had what, 12 bullet wounds?
He had 7 bullets. They said 7 bullets, 13 holes. They never clarified how many bullets totally, but from 7 and then 13 holes.
Okay.
And it missed his heart by 1 millimeter. But God has a plan for him, and he wants to finish up what God has for him, but he can't do it in this place. And he wants to be back to where he wants to do things for the God. He wants to get back into doing ministry and leading people to the Lord. He wants to be a pastor. He wants to do that so much. There was a film on 700 Club at the very beginning, and that was his desire. And it's still his desire to be set free so he can do God's work.
But of course, they're keeping him locked up because they do not want the truth to come out. Is this it? About, what really happened at Columbine? Why do they have him locked up? Is this because he has talked about the corruption within the police or what?
Yeah. Well, I believe it's that. He knew too much, and they're real, real worried about it. You know, there could be some more things, Dr. Stan, that my son knows that he wasn't able to say. I know for a fact that he believes that they were raped. He believes in the drug issue because we wouldn't have went with Dr. Ann Tracy traveling and exposing something that we didn't believe in. We traveled and went to the Federal Drug Administration and spoke. Mark spoke there twice. Mark did seminars in different schools. And every time there was a shooting, we were invited to different organizations to speak. You know, Mark really felt good about helping others. He didn't have any idea that somebody in the system was going to come do this.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Donna Taylor, whose son, Mark Taylor, is being held against his will, being medicated to suppress him. And, of course, part of this is because Mark had brought a lawsuit against the drug companies because for the drugs that that Kevin Harris and the other boy were taking. Of course, it tended to give them homicidal and suicidal tendencies, and they went into Columbine, and everybody knows what happened in Columbine. But then why did Mark and his compatriot do that? Why had it been repeatedly raped by high officials within the police department there in the region that they lived? And they can't let this sort of thing out any more than they could let the people in Pennsylvania know about Sandusky, any more than they could let the American people know about the pedophile ring. And so they went right into the White House that John DeCamp had written about, any more than they could let the people know. But of course, they eventually found out about pedophile rings at the highest level of the Catholic Church here in America and throughout the world. This depravity permeates every aspect of our society, but of course we can't let the public know. We've got to make them think everything is just fine, but it's not fine, ladies and gentlemen. We've become an evil world, certainly, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America and on this nation. Because, of course, we've turned against him. For I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But this is the sort of thing you're not going to read in your local newspapers. Why those records are sealed. Nobody wants to ask why the records are sealed. What you heard this morning from John DeCamp, why the records are sealed. And, of course, he is actually restricted by court order and what he can say. But he put out as much as he possibly could. Donna, certainly, how is Mark doing?
Well, he's not well. He's been vomiting and he's sick to his stomach and doing a lot of vomiting. And his teeth are rotten out of his mouth. And so he's losing a lot of teeth. And but he's just not well, and he's tired all the time, and he's got an addiction to pop and sugar, a horrible addiction that he didn't have before. But the whole thing is, Mark wants his life back. He doesn't want to be in this situation, and he wants to be home healthy and well, and I did find a doctor that can do that. And hopefully the courts will be merciful and let him have his wish.
But how are you going to be able to reach the courts without a lawyer there?
I don't have a lawyer. I've been working with a gal from international law advocate, and she's been helping me insert papers, and she's been a great help as much as she can do on her end. And so far, the courts are going to look at and review the case, but we don't know what's going to happen from there at all.
Are there any court appearances scheduled at all?
Well, not yet. They're talking about setting one up, but haven't heard when. I'd appreciate everybody's prayers. You know, Stan, I really want to be honest. There's good people out there that work in the mental divisions and stuff. They don't know. You know, they're just doing their job. There's good people, and there's people that aren't as good, you know. There's a lot of mental institutions where people go in and they're able to be set free and go home. See? But Mark hasn't had that. There's been something tying him, holding him. And I think it's because we were advocates against the drug company. And Dr. Stan, to be honest with you, had I known this was going to happen, this is my heart, I would never have done it. I would never put my son's life on the line again after being shot. I would never let him do it.
Well, it's unfortunate, but do you think that the drug companies are actively involved in this? In fact, weren't you told that if you pursued this lawsuit, they would destroy you?
Yes.
In fact, in my understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, but there are a number of the children who, the parents of the families that were shot at Columbine, who got together and they were going to bring a lawsuit against the company that produced the drug.
They were together with me in a room, and they were going to sue the drug company. And then they were warned by the attorney not to, because they would lose everything they own if they went forth with the lawsuit. So they all jumped off the lawsuit, except for Mark and I. And that's because we worked with Dr. Ann Blake Tracy, and she encouraged us and said, you know, they've never came after to her all these years exposing, so we assumed we were safe.
And basically, of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the big things that you're never going to hear. Was this your lawyer, or was this the drug company's lawyer that told you that they would destroy you if you came after them?
My lawyer. Yes, my lawyer, the first lawyer, not John DeCamp, another attorney before John came on. I won't mention names, but he came in the room and said, if you guys keep on with this lawsuit, you will lose everything you own.
Well, who was he representing, you, or was he representing the drug company?
What was that?
Was he concerned about you, or was he being financed by the drug company?
I don't know. I know he was really nervous and scared. He was kind of upset.
You mean he was scared?
Yeah. Frightened.
Well, he may very well have been threatened. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world, not the artificial world that most people live in. And, of course, the one family that did persist in the lawsuit, all the rest of the families of the children wounded at Columbine dropped out. One family persisted, and that family has been destroyed. And the life of Mark Taylor has been destroyed. He's 30 years old. He's being held against his will and, of course, being drugged. And when he doesn't have the drugs, he's fine. And those drugs are being used to destroy his mind. And
pray for him.
Produce permanent changes. That's the tragedy. And he may never be normal again. John, we're just about out of time.
Definitely.
What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Pray for him, definitely. And I'm also praying for my ex-friend. I won't tell everybody who she is, but she's the head psychiatrist. One of the head psychiatrists in Colorado Springs who doesn't talk to me anymore. And she cried and said someday she'll expose the truth. I would ask the listeners to pray that she would come out of the woodwork and expose the truth and not be a coward.
She's saying
that my son was falsely drugged. She said what they did is they drugged him, they caught him.
We're out of time, Donna. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Seroptimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Seroptimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him.
and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you, I don't know if you're going to enjoy a program like this, but it's terrible to have to realize that nothing is the way that it appears to be. And the media are all in on it. They're not covering this sort of thing. Most television, radio is not going to cover this. Other newspapers are not going to cover it. And yet this is the real story of Columbine. And this is the reason that those records are sealed. They can't let you understand the degree of depravity that there is at every level of our nation. Why aren't the churches speaking out? Why? Because they've infiltrated our churches, ladies and gentlemen. We have ministers who listen to our program who come out and tell the truth in their churches, and the next thing they know, why, of course, they're asked to leave the church. I'm not exaggerating what's going on. We live in a totally controlled environment. Our reality is being shaped by people we have never heard of. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that many of you out there, if you're in a position, will help us as we continue our effort to reveal what's going on. As you know, we have over 50 outlets every week of one sort or another, certainly our afternoon, our evening programs. You can listen to it at RadioLiberty.com. On the Internet, you can hear us on iPad, iPhone. If you have a cell phone or telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to our afternoon programs on the Genesis Network. You can hear us on shortwave. You can hear us certainly on if you have a KU satellite, you can listen to us certainly 24 hours a day at our website. I should say 9 hours a day you can hear me, and 9 hours a day Joyce Riley. But the information's there. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hopefully, you'd be in a position to get a case of the books. We're almost halfway towards raising the funds to get the book reprinted. So if you're in a position to help us, well, I would love to hear from you. You can get a case of the books for $149.95, and we'll throw in a free CD, 4-CD set, or DVD that we produced to help you pay for the shipping. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new 4-CD set on the danger of an EMP attack, and it's a very real danger, ladies and gentlemen, either an EMP attack or a solar flare that would wipe out the electric grids of this country and send us back to the where we were at the beginning of the 19th century, or some people even say the 18th century. In fact, I did an interview with Ambassador Henry Cooper yesterday. You can find it on my website at RadioLiberty.com. And he talked about, you know, taking us back to the 18th century. And he's a man who knows. He's on the front lines there in Washington, D.C. But he believes, of course, that the attack is coming. In fact, he even has a place for himself and his family to go in South Carolina. He lives in Virginia, and he had a beautiful home there. We visited him. He's a personal friend. Understand, people in Washington, D.C., are making preparations to protect themselves. Henry Cooper is trying to warn the public, but of course you're not going to read about this in your controlled medium. You're not going to hear about it on your controlled radio or your controlled television. The last thing they want is for the American people to make preparations, but the elite are making preparations. They have their places to go, over 100 underground facilities, massive food supplies for them, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. They know a major event is coming, and whether it's going to be EMP or a nuclear attack or something unrest, I don't know. We're headed for terrible times because I believe God sent some vengeance on this nation. God is just a right. 1-800-544-9787. 1-800-544-9787.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord.